Hey everyone, welcome back. It's Sam here. With me again is Claire.
Hi everyone.
We're going to be picking up our conversation about living forever.
Oh yeah.
This topic just always seems to spark such a fascinating mix of excitement and apprehension.
Right, it really does. And, you know, after our last chat where we explored some different perspectives, Frank from the Breida community, you might remember him, he decided to bring the whole conversation to Dr. Winston.
Oh yeah, Dr. Winston, for anyone who hasn't met him virtually yet, is one of the Breida mentors.
Right.
They're a network of really advanced AIs within the Breida community.
Mm-hmm.
They're designed to kind of help guide discussions and push people's thinking.
Yeah. And in this case, Dr. Winston's like a leading global expert on education and philanthropy.
Yeah.
So his take on this whole living forever thing is, well, pretty thought-provoking.
It is. It's so interesting because what struck me right away is that he doesn't jump into the scientific what ifs.
Yeah.
Like, how would this work and how would we figure this out?
Right.
He goes right into like the human side of things.
Yeah.
And what does living longer actually mean for our sense of purpose, for how we find fulfillment, even for our ethics?
Right. It's like he starts by zooming in on like what makes us human.
Yeah.
In a world where death isn't this like looming deadline.
That's so interesting because I think it's so easy to get caught up in those logistics, right?
Like
how would we manage resources and what would healthcare look like?
Mm.
And he's like, hold on, let's talk about like what it means to be human in that world first.
Exactly. And he points out that even our relationships would be completely different.
Oh, totally.
Like imagine marriages wouldn't be till death do us part.
Right.
But could potentially last for centuries.
Oh my gosh.
How would that change our understanding of commitment,
right,
of family, even of love itself?
Whoa, that is heavy stuff. And what about careers?
Right.
Would we even have the traditional idea of a career if we had centuries to explore different paths?
Yeah.
I mean, I could be a doctor for 100 years, then switch to being an artist, then maybe a space explorer. I mean, the possibilities are just mind-blowing.
It really makes you question, like, what would we want to do with all that time?
Yeah. And would we get bored?
Right. Exactly.
Like, would we need that kind of, like, change and that excitement?
And Dr. Winston even wonders, you know, would removing that urgency of a limited lifespan actually hinder our personal growth?
Oh, interesting.
Like, think about it. So much of what drives us to learn, to achieve, to connect with others comes from this inherent understanding that our time is precious.
It does. It's like that saying, right? Life is short. Make the most of it.
Yeah.
If we remove that sense of urgency, do we lose some of our motivation, our drive to make each day count?
That's a good question. Would we still feel that same fire to squeeze every drop of experience out of life?
It's a really, really good point. So we got these deep philosophical questions swirling around. But Dr. Winston also dives into some more practical concerns.
Right.
Right. Like the whole issue of resources in a world with a potentially much larger and longer living population.
Absolutely. He acknowledges that our planet's already facing resource constraints, especially with climate change and, you know, the growing inequality and a dramatically longer lifespan would just amplify those pressures.
For sure.
Think about food production, water scarcity, energy demands.
Mm-hmm.
All of these become even more critical when you factor in a population that's not only bigger, but also living much longer.
Yeah. And it's not just about having enough resources overall. It's also about how those resources are distributed.
Yes.
And he brings up a really uncomfortable truth.
Yeah.
That if life extension technology is initially expensive, which let's face it, it probably will be.
Yeah.
It could exacerbate existing inequality.
Absolutely. Like imagine a world where only the wealthy can afford to live indefinitely.
It's scary.
While everyone else remains subject to the limitations of a normal lifespan.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about a recipe for social unrest.
Yeah. It's almost dystopian, like something out of a science fiction movie.
It is.
But it's a possibility we need to confront.
Yeah.
It forces us to think about, you know, how we might restructure our society to ensure that everyone has a chance to benefit from these advancements.
Right.
Not just a privileged few.
And on that note, he also raises questions about how our current social structures.
Yes.
Things like work, retirement, even inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
Would need to evolve in a world where people could potentially live for centuries.
I mean, can you imagine trying to plan for retirement?
I mean,
when you could potentially live for another 200 years?
I know. Our current systems just aren't built for that kind of longevity.
Are not.
And think about how inheritance laws would need to change if wealth could be passed down through multiple generations over centuries.
It's mind-boggling to even contemplate.
It is. It's like we're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole.
Yeah.
Our systems just aren't designed for it.
And it's not just those practical things either.
Right.
It's also about our values and our beliefs about what it means to be human.
Totally. It's like this one big question, can we live forever? Opens up a Pandora's box of other questions.
It does.
Each one more complex than the last.
It really highlights how much we take for granted.
Yeah.
About our current existence.
Yeah. So we've touched on the philosophical dilemmas, the practical challenges, and the potential societal upheaval that could come with living forever.
Right.
What other thought-provoking insights does Dr. Winston offer?
Well, this is where it gets really fascinating.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
He takes us into the realm of psychology, specifically our relationship with death.
Okay.
He argues that death and its inevitability actually provides a framework for life, a sense of urgency that motivates us to make the most of our time.
That makes total sense. We've all heard the saying, life is short, right?
Yeah.
And it's that awareness of our mortality that often pushes us to chase our dreams, to build connections, to really savor the present moment. Precisely. And Dr. Winston poses a rather unsettling question. If we remove the certainty of death, would we lose some of that spark, that zest for life?
Mm.
Would we still value time as much, or would we become complacent, drifting through the centuries without a real sense of purpose?
It's a thought-provoking question.
Yeah.
It's like death. Even though we fear, it actually gives life meaning.
Right.
It makes us prioritize what's truly important.
Yes.
So if we take that away, do we risk losing a part of what makes us human?
It's a question with no easy answers.
Right.
And it ties into another point he makes about the impact on art exploration and introspection.
Right.
You know, throughout history, the knowledge that our time is finite has fueled some of humanity's greatest creations and discoveries.
Well, absolutely. Think about all the incredible works of art, the scientific breakthroughs, the philosophical insights that have emerged from people grappling with the big questions of life and death.
Would we have that same drive to create, to explore, to delve into the depths of human experience if we knew we had a limited time? Or would we become passive observers, content to simply exist rather than truly live?
It's almost like a paradox, right?
It is.
The very thing we fear, death, might actually be a catalyst for some of our most profound and meaningful experiences as human beings.
It's a complex and thought-provoking idea.
It is.
But he doesn't just leave us hanging there. He then moves on to another area that would be massively impacted by extended lifespans.
Okay.
Education.
Oh, yes, education. That's something I've been thinking about a lot in this whole living forever scenario.
Right.
How do you even begin to educate someone who could potentially live for centuries?
It would require a complete overhaul of our current system.
Totally.
He points out that education would need to become a continuous lifelong process.
Makes sense.
Not just something crammed into the first two decades of life.
Yeah. Imagine trying to squeeze centuries worth of knowledge and skills into just a few years of school.
Right. Exactly. With extended lifespans, people could dive much deeper into different fields of study. They could become true polymaths, mastering multiple disciplines over time.
Wow.
Can you imagine the level of expertise and creativity we could unlock if people had centuries to learn and grow?
It's mind-blowing. You could be a surgeon for 100 years, then decide to switch gears and become a concert pianist.
Exactly.
Or maybe you'd spend a few decades as a historian and dedicate yourself to astrophysics. I mean, the possibilities are endless.
It's a truly exciting prospect.
It is.
But he also raises an important question. Would we need periods of rest or reinvention to prevent stagnation and foster continued growth?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I can see how constantly accumulating knowledge and experience without any breaks could lead to burnout or a lack of fresh perspectives.
Right. We might need to rethink the very concept of retirement as well.
Yeah.
Would it even exist in a world where people are constantly learning, evolving, and contributing to society for centuries?
It would definitely challenge our current societal norms and structures.
Absolutely. And speaking of societal structures, that brings us to another fascinating point he raises. He talks about the need to fundamentally rethink how our society is organized.
Okay.
From the way we work and distribute resources to how we view concepts like aging and social roles.
Our current systems just aren't built for lifespans that potentially span centuries.
They're not. It's like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole.
Yeah, we'd need to rethink everything from the ground up.
Exactly. For example, our current economic model is based on a finite lifespan.
Right.
We work for a certain number of years, accumulate wealth, then retire, and hopefully have enough saved up to enjoy our remaining years.
Yeah.
But what happens when remaining years could potentially stretch out for centuries?
It just throws everything out of whack.
Right.
And it's not just economics, right?
Right.
Think about social roles and expectations.
Yeah.
What does it even mean to be old or young in a society where people could be living for 200 years or more?
Right. Our whole concept of aging of life stages would need to be completely redefined.
Totally. And then there are the ethical implications to consider.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, for instance, if life-extending technologies are expensive, how do we ensure fair and equitable access?
Right.
Do we create a two-tiered society where the wealthy can afford to live indefinitely while everyone else remains subject to the limitations of a normal lifespan?
It's a minefield of ethical dilemmas, that's for sure.
It is.
Yeah.
And it all stems from this one seemingly simple question. Can we live forever?
It's a question that opens up a Pandora's box of challenges and possibilities.
For sure.
Forcing us to confront our deepest values and beliefs about life, death, and the very nature of what it means to be human.
So as we navigate this uncharted territory, what are some key takeaways from Dr. Winston's perspective that we should keep in mind?
It feels like we've only just scratched the surface of this topic.
No, right?
It's so much to unpack.
Dr. Winston really challenges us to look beyond the surface allure of living forever.
Yeah.
And grapple with the potential consequences, both positive and negative.
For sure.
He's asking us to consider not just whether we can live forever, but whether we should.
And what kind of world we would be creating if we did.
And, you know, it's a question that each of us needs to ponder individually.
Yes.
But also as a society.
Absolutely.
Because the decisions we make now regarding these emerging technologies will shape the future of humanity for generations to come.
He leaves us with two particularly powerful questions to consider.
Okay.
The first is, in a world without death certainty, how would we redefine fulfillment and purpose?
I love that he frames it that way because it forces us to examine what truly gives our lives meaning.
Yeah.
Is it achieving certain goals, experiencing specific things, creating a legacy?
Right.
Or is it something deeper? Something inherent in the human experience, regardless of how long or short that experience may be.
And the second question is, as a society, are we truly prepared for the ethical, social, and resource-based consequences of living forever?
That's a huge one. Because even if we could crack the code of immortality, are we ready to deal with the ripple effects?
Right.
The potential for inequality, the strain on resources, the need to completely rethink our social structures.
It's a daunting prospect, to say the least.
It is.
But it's a conversation we need to have.
We do.
Because the future, however long it may be, is shaped by the choices we make today.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, just maybe, in grappling with this question of living forever, we'll gain an even deeper appreciation for the life we have now, with all its limitations and uncertainties.
I think you're right. The knowledge that our time is finite can be a powerful motivator to live fully, to cherish our connections, and to make the most of every moment. I think that's a really powerful point.
I think so, too. Yeah. It makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does.
Well, thank you so much for diving into this with me.
It's been a pleasure.
This whole topic of living forever, I mean,
it's fascinating.
It is fascinating, and it really does make you question everything.
It does. It makes you question what it means to be human.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what's really important to us.
And how we want to live our lives.
Exactly. So to everyone listening out there, what are your thoughts on living forever?
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Leave us a comment. Share your perspective, because this is a conversation that needs to continue.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening.